Tommy Lugauer has requested your time, Tiki Barber. He wants to make a case. In fact, I'm not even going to summarize. Yeah. Tommy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Evan. The Giants are 2-6, and the Steelers are 6-2. In my opinion, they have similar rosters as far as talent. So why is one team 6-2 and the other is 2-6? And I don't want to hear about the quarterback. Russell Wilson's the quarterback of the Steelers, and Justin Fields the quarterback. They have 6 wins. The Giants have 2 wins. I hear about all this talent the Giants have, and I do think they have talent. Why are they 2-6? The two-point conversion last night was awful. The two-point conversions against Washington was hideous. That's on the coach. Oh, by the way, the reason they had to go for 2 in that game is because they didn't have a kicker. That's on the coach. So it was Wink's fault. It was Kafka's fault. Now we're throwing Daniel Jones under the bus. At what point is it Brian Daboll's fault? They're 2-6. They have 2 wins. And the stuff you saw last night, and I know I got to be positive, Tommy, with the Jets, but it was jet-like. There was a million penalties, the bad procedures, the bad two-point play. What point is Brian Daboll going to take some blame for this team being 2-6? When I look at a game last night, and the Steelers are 6-2 with smoke and mirrors.
No, they're not 6-2 with smoke and mirrors. They have a fantastic defense.
So do the Giants.
Micah Fitzpatrick is back there. Cam Hayward, somehow, at 35 years old, is still a beast. Tyrone Tracy had this run up the middle of the field that he should have hit his head on the goalpost, but Cam Hayward got a hold of him with, like, one hand and just pulled him to the ground. They have some good players. T.J. Watt is a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. So they're good on defense. And what you're alluding to is their head coach, Mike Tomlin, who's one of the best head coaches in football. Been the best head coach over the last 2 decades outside of Bill Belichick, and that's only because Belichick won all the Super Bowls. Tomlin's never had a losing season. Yeah. He's been fantastic, despite doing it with smoke and mirrors. And you know why? This goes back to what we were talking about with Aaron Boone. He sets an expectation, and if you don't live up to that expectation, you're not playing. They'll get rid of you, period. And the Giants, though, can't afford to do that with a lot of their players. But I did see a little bit of that starting to creep in last night with the benching of Deontay Banks. And it should have happened at the end of last week's game where he just quit on trying to chase down Jalen Hurts at the end of the game. He played and he played on, and it finally occurred. What was it, middle of the second quarter? Whatever it was, but I just didn't see him out there, and I thought he got hurt. But they benched him.
There was a sideline blow-up reported by reporters, but TV never showed it.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but they benched him. Yeah. And so I appreciate that from Dabes because it's going back to what he started his tenure as the Giants head coach was doing, which is you have to earn your playing time. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how good you think you are. You're not playing if you're not doing the right things and earning your time on the football field, period. So to me, that's all. By the way, is it Dabes' fault? Absolutely. If there's 3 people you're going to blame, the head coach, the quarterback, or the general manager. And right now, I'm sure Dabes is front of the line, and I'm sure he'll stand right up there and take all the arrows that you want to throw at him.
But you know what's not fair? I really believe this, and I'll argue with anybody, especially those idiots in Pittsburgh. If you asked me as an IFO, and one thing I know about coaching is I know bad coaching. I'm an expert on bad coaching. All I've watched is bad coaching my entire life. But if you asked me, I want you to power rank the best coaches in the NFL. For my money, Mike Tomlin is still number one.
Yeah.
He is. I put him above even Andy Reid, and that's a tough argument to make, and I understand that. So
the results still got to mean something.
Absolutely. And I think that grading anybody, in fairness, Luke, against Mike Tomlin is almost not fair because he's the best coach in the league. And the second part that I completely disagree with you about is I think the Steeler defense, talent-wise, is as good as anybody in the league.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but what side is Sean sitting to? Because I hear from Sean all the time that the Giants have all this talent. So
No. They have more talent than they did 2 years ago. They're still building.
Is Dexter Lawrence the best defensive tackle in the NFL?
There's not even a question.
Okay, so that's
that
your...
That doesn't make an entire defense.
Brian Burns is there, too.
Dude. He's a D-tackle, dude. He's a D-tackle.
And they're missing Kayvon Thibodeau.
Right. Okay, they were losing games for Kayvon, too.
Even though Azeez Ojulari has been fantastic.
Yeah. Do they have Minkah Fitzpatrick in their secondary?
Yeah. Right. The secondary is so young. You have a first-round superstar, at least in his own mind, who's quitting. So, I know what you're saying. Cordell Flott's hurt. You got McLeod playing out there off of a guy when the ball's got to come out quick. And
Greg Stroman has played more than Marcus Stroman.
And he's not taking shots on screen passes. Like this secondary, we knew it was going to be an issue. By the way, we knew it at the beginning of the season. They don't know how to play aggressive football, and it's killing them because up front they're really good. Their front five, front four, front seven, they're really good. Their secondary is leaving a lot to be desired. Yep.
And it's killing them at spots. Now, I'm disappointed in Evan. I don't blame Tiki for not picking up on this. You set the whole thing up. We didn't know what Lugauer was going to throw at us. Oh, I want an audience here. Excuse me.
What?
What has Lugauer pounded through the first seven games before
that
last?
That Brian Daboll's tanking.
Did Brian Daboll, every time there was a procedural penalty, screaming and yelling and then benching Deontay Banks all angry?
You're walking right into it.
You're walking into it.
No, you are.
That don't look like a coach that was taking a knee. That looked like a coach that was taking off at everything that went wrong.
Okay.
So take your L.
No, I'm not going to, because guess what else?
Molly guy?
Guess what I pounded, pal? That door number one is he's tanking. Door number two is he sucks. So you pick door number two. He sucks. You don't want to compare him to Tomlin? Let's compare him to the rest of the league. They have two wins. Guess what? You are what your record is. They had games they could have won this year. Cool. Bottom line is bad teams find ways to lose these games.
Are they two
bad
and six
coaching.
With Fields and Russell Wilson?
All right, who
let's blame Daniel Jones.
Who were their last three losses to, by the way?
They lost to the Steelers.
Okay.
They lost to the
quarterback
Bengals.
Who won a Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Now Russell Wilson just won us. He was horrible in Denver, which, by the way, with Nate Hackett as the head coach. I hate to say it, but that's the truth.
I love Nate Hackett. Forget Nate Hackett.
Okay, but he was his head coach.
Keep my friend's name out your mouth right now, because he's not anything right now.
But he was Russell Wilson's head coach when he stunk in Denver. But you're giving me that he won a Super Bowl.
Who cares if
he stunk in Denver?
Yes, but he's coached well right now.
He's
coached unbelievably
well. That's my point.
Arthur Smith was a
terrible... They're not coaching Daniel Jones up.
Arthur Smith was a terrible head coach. A garbage head coach. He couldn't get over seven wins. He was garbage. But his ideas were actually quite intelligent. And when I went and had... I'd called four or five of his games. I'm like, dude, you just got to get the right quarterback to execute what you're doing, and you might have a chance. And guess what? Russell Wilson can do that. If you let Russell Wilson try to be Peyton Manning, he's going to fail. Nate Hackett, for whatever reason, let Russell Wilson try to be Peyton Manning. Sean Payton, for whatever reason, let Russell Wilson try to be Peyton Manning. But Mike Tomlin, who stands on 15 years of winning, said, Russ, you're going to do what the hell I tell you to do. Otherwise, you're not going to be a quarterback in the National Football League. So what the hell is Russ doing? 20 of 28, 8-yard throws, maybe a couple of shots downfield. He's playing like he did when he won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. So get the coaching stuff out of your mouth unless you understand what you're talking about. Number two, who did they play before that? The Cincinnati Bengals. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And the week before that, the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Patriots.
Jalen Hurts was in the Super Bowl a year ago.
They lost to the Patriots, the Bengals, this year.
Oh, man. Why is
Malik Nabers our number one overall pick? Hold on. Why is our number one overall pick? And I love Malik Nabers. Why is he dropping passes every single week?
Because he's a rookie. Do you need anything else? He's a rookie.
I mean, he's dropping a lot of key passes.
I hate rookies. There's been one rookie in the history of my playing career that I loved, Jeremy Shockey, because he got it. He was a dog from jump. Rookies suck because they don't get it. I don't think Malik Nabers is one of these guys that's just happy to be there, but a lot of guys are just happy to be, hey, I'm here. I'm in the NFL, man. I'm going to be a superstar. Dude, you don't know the work that it takes to be a superstar. You can't quit on plays, Deontay Banks. You can't drop passes, Malik Nabers. You got to run routes. The first game of the season, go back and listen to it. Find it on the Odyssey app. I got on Malik Nabers because he was lazy running his routes, and Daniel Jones is waiting for him to come out of his break, and he's not even at the break point yet. Right? Rookies are lazy and stupid because they don't understand what it takes to be a professional. I've called Anthony Richardson too many times to even think about. He got benched today. You know why? Because he's immature and doesn't know how to be a pro. Right? Rookies are dumb. They don't understand. Some of them get it, but a lot of them don't. So don't sit here and talk to me about coaching, because players are the ones that ultimately have to do it. And now, if a coach can't motivate a guy over time, then you know what? The coach has to take accountability for that. But with the New York Giants, Dabes coaches these guys hard. They're not executing. I can show it to you on tape. I did it all last year with Zach Wilson, why he was failing. It wasn't because Nate Hackett was calling bad plays, because Zach Wilson couldn't determine what to do. Daniel Jones sits and waits. Troy Aikman said it on the broadcast last night. Daniel Jones has got to see it before he throws it. He gets Darius Slayton destroyed on the sideline because he waits. Is that cover two? Of course it's cover two. The safeties are splitting. What the hell do you think they're doing? And he waits and throws that ball so late, Darius Slayton gets hit, and Troy calls him out. Right? This is not coaching to me. It is execution of guys who don't know what they're doing. Period.
could you have yelled at me before I ate those two chicken fingers?
My bad.
I was very concerned because Tiki speaks with his hands. He came within a centimeter of slapping me across the face, which I'm usually okay with if I deserved it. Wow. I didn't do anything. And I was about to get, like, Will Smith across the face.
Look, I like Brian Daboll. I do. Is he going to ultimately have to stand for the accountability of the underperformance of this team? Of course. But this is a lot of what I see is not Brian Daboll. It is not. It is Daniel Jones not putting the tight end in motion so you don't get strip sacked by the best defensive end in football. It's Daniel Jones not letting the ball go because he's thinking about it as opposed to reacting to it. If you got to think in football, trust me, it happens too fast.
So when does Brian Daboll, because I get the sense it's happening soon.
It's very soon.
You know where I'm going.
Very soon.
When does he go over to Daniel?
And it's not Drew Locke.
No, it's Tommy DeVito.
100%.
And then Tommy gets his way. Everybody's happy.
Right.
But you can definitely tell that Brian Daboll's getting closer. He's getting closer to that moment of, all right, I've seen enough.
Because there's one thing I know about Dabes. He's not going to tell you jack in a press conference.
No.
Until he wants you to send a message.
He didn't want to, by the way, he didn't want to say why he benched Tay Banks. Because I think the assumption was that him going low on Najee Harris and Harris jumping above him was the reason. I honestly don't know if that was the reason or not. It may have been something that we didn't see.
You got to make a tackle, man.
Do you think that was it, though?
It was the beginning of it.
Okay.